Within Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge, just south of Socorro, lies a special 3-mile stretch of the Rio Grande. At first glance, it looks like any other section of the mid-Rio, but this portion has been realigned through human intervention, courtesy of the Bureau of Reclamation's Pilot River Realignment Project. Jennifer Fahler, the area manager of the Bureau of Reclamation's Albuquerque office, says this new channel is a much more efficient way to move water through the Middle Valley.
To the increased depletions that we've been seeing in the channel for the last few decades is to realign the river to the lowest part of the valley where it can cut itself a new channel. They're also very habitat friendly. These river restoration projects are good for habitat, but they're most importantly, most efficient way to move water.
The Bureau was tasked with the project after sediment plugs formed within the original channel. Fahler says the $5 million realignment project benefits not only the Middle Rio Grande, but also key stakeholders in southern New Mexico.
One of our key challenges right now is working with the regulators who say, hey, these endangered birds need to have these trees. So if you're going to take out a tree, you need to replace that tree. And right now, they even require us to replace more trees than we take out because they are concerned about habitat for birds, as are we. But clearly, those trees and the riparian vegetation consume a lot of water.
Fahler's team wants to pursue similar realignment projects on a much larger scale, but says resources and cooperation from other regulatory agencies present challenges. One remaining obstacle is balancing vegetation needs while ensuring new plants don't negatively impact the water supply. For every mature native tree extracted for projects like this realignment, current U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service policy requires 10 new plants be introduced to the ecosystem.
A project like this will actually create more water for the farmers down south. We're in between the Middle Rio Grande Conservancy District and Elephant Butte Irrigation District in southern New Mexico. So any water savings that we have between these districts will benefit the southern districts, along with recreation in Elephant Butte Reservoir.
Fahler says better water planning is paramount in the state of New Mexico, and that agencies must work together to solve the bigger problems facing the state as the climate becomes both hotter and drier.
We've done all the small stuff. It's time to take on some of the bigger issues, like the most efficient reservoir management. How can we use our reservoirs in conjunction with each other to save water? How can we do these large-scale river restoration and conveyance projects?
Water resources engineer Phil King, a member of the state's Climate and Water Science Advisory Panel, agrees there's more work to be done to better plan for New Mexico's water future.
New Mexico's water management approach is a strange evolution of, you know, sort of a three-toed sloth evolution of water management. And those conditions are unfortunately changing dramatically with climate change. What we really do need to do is very rapidly evolve to a very rapidly changing climate.
King says some of the most difficult work lies in developing institutional infrastructure to adapt to the new reality of less water. He stresses the lack of water is not simply because of a drought cycle, but rather a long-term change.
We have some very bleak years ahead of us. The effect of this permanent shift towards a more arid climate, I think we're seeing it downstream already, and those effects will tend to creep upstream with time. And we've had drought cycles and wet cycles and drought cycles and wet cycles. This is not that. Those are cyclical, where you have dry periods, then wet periods, then dry periods. This is a permanent shift towards a more arid climate.
On the federal level, the Bureau of Reclamation's Jennifer Fahler says she is ready to take on more Rio Grande realignment projects to improve the river's efficiency and help combat the effects of climate change.
We've learned a lot. We're ready to take on dozens of miles of river channel.
But that takes funding. The Bureau says they are waiting on details from the new infrastructure bill to find out just how far this project can go. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.